Wind gusts between 80 and 100 miles per hour ripped through Colorado's Front Range yesterday. By late afternoon, some 60,000 people were without electricity. Winter Storm Bankston started in California, dumping snow in the Sierras and Utah. Much-needed precipitation arrived in Colorado, but the wind wreaked havoc. Hundreds of flights at Denver International Airport were delayed, and over 100 were canceled. Only 2 of 6 runways were in operation, the Denver Post reported. Dozens of COVID testing and vaccine sites across the state were also shut down. Images of downed trees, dust-filled skies, and overturned trucks filled social media posts. The storm moved on to a number of Midwestern states and is expected to continue eastward today. The Senate has shelved the Build Back Better Act until after the holiday recess, thereby freezing monthly disbursements to families made through the federal Child Tax Credit Program. Partly responsible for the standoff in Congress is Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a conservative Democrat who says he opposes the overall costs of the Build Back Better plan. Parent leaders and experts in Colorado held a press conference yesterday to voice concerns over what suspension of the monthly child tax credit payments would mean for families here. Lorena Garcia is the executive director of the Colorado Statewide Parent Coalition.
Another holiday season with housing costs going through the roof, a pandemic, and the one small piece of relief, the child care tax credit being threatened to be taken away, that's just too much. Allowing individual senators to delay the vote will only thrust millions of families back into poverty, leaving Colorado families as well as across the country in peril.
The expanded child tax credit was approved earlier this year when President Biden signed the American Rescue Plan into law. While payments are being sent out for December, there's no guarantee that they will continue in the new year. Conservation groups have swayed a commission to revisit protections for urban waterways. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Colorado's Water Quality Control Commission agreed this week to revisit demands to increase protections for the South Platte River and Clear Creek. The commission's reversal came in response to a petition by a coalition of environmental activists. They approached Colorado Governor Jared Polis and accused the commission of putting industry profits first rather than the health and safety of city residents historically affected by pollution. According to the Colorado Sun, a 2020 decision by the commission had ruled that greater protection of the waterways should address not urban streams, but, quote, pristine mountain waters. This comment outraged local government and environmental watchdog groups such as the Colorado Green Latinos. The change of heart brought on by a petition was reportedly a first in the commission's history. Justice and also cultural concerns are similarly coming into play for XL Energy's plan to add more needed new transmission lines across portions of Colorado. Many advocacy groups want the transmission lines in order to link together clean energy farms and provide reliable energy, but the planned routes may also interfere with valuable cultural sites in other environmentally sensitive areas. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Weld County commissioners announced yesterday that they would continue to post information about COVID on social media. The statement reversed a decision made in November to stop approving Facebook posts about vaccinations. This after 3 residents complained that the information was dangerous, citing a debunked claim that it caused heart attacks in children. County spokesperson Jennifer Finch said in the statement that the entire board had not supported the decision to hold back information. She added that discussions internally led to a consensus that sharing information with the public would allow citizens to make their own decisions about COVID vaccinations. Conservationists from Arizona, Nevada, and California signed off yesterday on voluntary usage reductions of water from the Colorado River. The decision was made to help prevent mandatory cuts in the near future. Severe drought, worsened by climate change, has decreased the natural water supply. Current guidelines for managing the river expire in 2026. The Colorado River Water Users Association used their annual meeting in Las Vegas to get ahead of that deadline. The three lower basin states pledged to invest about $100,000 in the two-year project. Federal funds will provide an extra $100 million. Funding would go towards water savings programs. Indian tribal leaders, who hold rights to about 20% of the water, also signed related agreements. The LA Times reports that another environmental group called out upper basin states, including Colorado, for excess water usage. Today's weather includes milder temperatures, with highs in the 30s, and tonight's overnight temps for Denver will be 29 degrees and 25 for Boulder and 26 for Fort Collins. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 29 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.